Brothers and sisters, good morning. Kalibitso la Morena Jesu Kriste. It's once more that Sunday year lockdown. After 7 weeks that we've been in prison. This reminds me of the word of God when Jesus said to Simon Peter, I will build my church and the gates of hell will never prevail against my church. It is indeed an honor, it is indeed a privilege to greet you and to remind you that the church of God, there is no hell that will withstand the church of God. As Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of Hades will never prevail against my church. Coronavirus is evil. Coronavirus brings fear. Coronavirus brings uncertainty. Coronavirus o khona go e bona le mo di leaderen tsa naga ba busi ba naga gore ga ba itse le gore go diragalang ka moso. But today I am prompted by the Holy Spirit to remind you of the scriptures. Says more John 10 verse 10 says ring, the thief comes only in order to steal, to destroy, and to kill. Remember, that is the thief. Le khodu letla go utswa go senya le go bolaya. Mara Jesu ore, but I have come that you might have life, and life in all its fullness, life in abundance. My message today is based on the last days. Matsatsi a bofelo. The last days. We know about few things. Tse di tloetsagalang in the last days. The Bible is not mum about what is gonna happen in the last days. Hence, I believe these are the last days. Because the word of God is not quiet about the last days. There are a few things that I need to quote today in my message, the last days, that reminds us that really these are the last days. But not forgetting that the thief, the enemy, only comes to steal, to destroy, and to kill. But in our presence, we can declare even today that greater is he that is in us than the one who is in the world. We know that the enemy is in the world, and we know that we have power over the enemy. We know that Jesus said, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Now, the things that must happen in the last days. Number one, we know the Bible speaks of the Antichrist. The Antichrist is the wicked one. The Antichrist is Lucifer. The Antichrist is the devil. The Antichrist is Satan himself. That is number one. And we have power over the Antichrist. Number two, the Bible tells us of the false prophet. The Bible also tells us of the false prophets. We have experienced in our generation, in these last days, the false prophets that speaks lies. Ba Bible e reng ka bona ka ntlha ya go sa rate nnete ga bona modimo o ba tlogeletse go latlhega. Because they don't love the truth, they are opposed to the truth. Modimo o ba tlogeletse go latlhega. You read that in the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 around verse 7, 8 and 9. Baba sa rate nnete, the false prophets. Number three, we know that in the last days, there will be a World War III. Now, the World War III is the one along the River Euphrates. And the River Euphrates, the Bible e boletse gore go tlona le ntwa mo teng e tota e rona re bitsang gore ke the World War III. Ga e fele foo, e na le the War of Armageddon. The War of Armageddon will go the Valley of Megiddo, in the plain of Megiddo. It will reach the Valley of Jehoshaphat. It will reach the Kindron Valley. and a Bible mo ire modimo tlo iponagatsa ge a lwela baileng bagage ga e felle for we know the sign e modimo a ebeileng plainly to us brothers and sisters gopolase the sign e modimo a ebeileng very plainly to us is the temple, the building of the temple. Modimo ebeile very plain to us. If you want to read about the building of the temple, read it in Daniel chapter 9, verse 27. It is very clear. It is very absolutely clear. Gore tempele go Jerusalem. I've been in Jerusalem. Ke bone gore tempele ga isoka e agiwa. Ke witness ya seo. Le ka jenu ke bone gore tempele ga isoka e agiwa go Jerusalem. But once the temple is simolla go agiwa go Jerusalem, re a itse gore we are in the last final 7 years. Ye modimo a tleng go atlhola lefatshe ka yone. Those are the things tse di tleng go etsagala in the last days. Gopola gore kole kare the war of Armageddon e tlo lwewa ko the valley of Megiddo e tlo lwewa along the river Jordan and e tlo etsagala during the last days as Modimo a re file molaetsa what the last days. I'm reading today go netefatsa lentswe la Modimo go wena mo 1 John chapter 2. I'm going to read from verse 18. 1 John chapter 2, I'm reading from verse 18. My children, the end is near. You were told that the enemy of Christ would come. Bukutlo ba dilo tso tlhile boatametse. And re boleletse gore mo matsatsing a bofelo the enemy of Christ will come. And now many enemies of Christ have already appeared. And yes, it's true. They have already appeared. We know who we lost some of the believers to the enemy of Christ. The false prophets have already appeared among us, and so we know that the end is near. That is verse 18. The end is near. Mara hopula, mantu aga aring, the building of the temple in Jerusalem. Once it commences, we are in the seven last final years. Ya modimo gotlisa judgment ya gagwe mo lefatseng. These people really did not belong to our fellowship. And that is why they left us. If they had belonged to our fellowship, they would have stayed with us. But they left that it might be clear that none of them belonged to us. Ke batla go gatella in the last days, even the rumors of war. Some of the people batare barabar Jesu Kiyokwa, Jesu Oko Tanzania, Jesu Oko Nigeria. Bibele ere, don't take the message. Ha ha hota be husana niti mohuseyo. And gadumela hora hahona niti mohuseyo. Because the word of God to us is very clear and iare guide, and the word of God itwela pele ere. But you have had the Holy Spirit poured out on you by Christ Jesus. So all of you know the truth, because when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, one of the things that the Holy Spirit will do in your life is to guide you into the whole truth. We have the Spirit of God. We are anointed by the Holy Spirit. We have the power of God that enable us to know that the time is very near. Don't take false teachings. Ke bona matsatsi a go tlhagella le mo WhatsApp dilo tse re sa di itseng tsa bana. Don't take them. That is not the truth. We know the truth. And I wonder why I'm prompted gore ke go hopotse ka tempele. Is one of the signs that is very clear to us. When the temple is simola yagiwa, we know that we are in the last final 7 years of God's judgment on earth. Ke kopale skela tsoga ke malatsi a bofelo. Bukutlo ba dilo tso tlhile boatametse, as the Bible say in 1 John chapter 2 from verses 18. My children, the end is near. You were told that the enemy of Christ would come, and now many enemies of Christ have already appeared. And so we know that the end is near. Bukutlo ba dilo tso tlhile bo setse bo le gaufi. Gopola gore the thief ga etla e tla go tlo utswa, e tla go tlo senya, e tla go tlo bolaya. This is what coronavirus is trying to do. This is what coronavirus is trying to put on us. And the greatest thing that this coronavirus is trying to do is building and instilling fear. My brothers, my sisters in the Lord, fear not, fear not. As, even if this is the last days, God will protect us. No evil will befall on you. Bibele ere, you will watch when 10,000 were falling, when 1,000 are falling on your left hand side. You will just watch, but nothing will come nearer you. Nothing will touch you. As I pray this morning, ke hopola gore ba Kriste, we are very strong. Ga ke itse gore during these 51 days of lockdown, go etsagetseng mo go wena. Mara nna re ke go bolelle, ke kgothaditswe fela ke mantswe a Jesu a boletseng a re ke tlile gore di nne le bophelo, ga se bophelo fela, life in all its fullness. Bophelo bo bonang le letlotlo. A Jehova modimo wa Abrahama, modimo wa Isaka, modimo wa Jakobo, ntate wa morena wa rona Jesu Kriste, a go boloke, a go sireletse. A Jehova modimo a go phagatsimisetsa sefatlhego sa gage, a ke a go nele kagiso, a nna le wena re rapele. Ntate ke a leboga ka Jesu Kriste morena, gore le mo manatsing a bofelo modimo wa ka, mo re experiencang dilo tse dintsi tse wena o re boleletseng ka tsone. Modimo wa ka rona re sala re ntse re leba fenyi. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit upon our lives. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit to lead us into the truth and the whole truth. Amen and amen.